talk about video games. Me and my two best friends going on.
Happy Wednesday, everybody! Welcome to i3's podcast. This is Mandated Radio. I am your host, Frank Collins, and I am joined, as always, by the glasses, headphones, Pete Mascio.
Good eve.
Good eve, good sir. How art thou?
I out thou great.
Oh, Phantasmacon. Also us. Yo, Tango, with me, El Senorita Fisher.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's my best approximation.
Hey.
Hey.
I think you're letting these Spanish classes go to your head.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's almost all you think about.
Yeah, yo tengo perros calientes muchos.
I don't know what you just said.
I have many hot dogs.
I don't think that's how they say hot dogs.
Believe it or not, that is actually how they say hot dogs.
Is it really?
Yes. And so, because I went out of my way, I made the joke, and my teacher was like, didn't react. My teacher was from Peru. He didn't wig out when I said perros calientes.
Sure.
And then I was like, is that actually how you say hot dog? And no one else in my class is amazed that that is actually how you say hot dog.
Which, like, when you think about it, like, that's how we say it, so yeah. Why is it weird?
Yeah, I know. I figured it'd be like, I don't know, like, salchichas warms. Warm pepperonis.
Warm peps.
Warm peps, yep. Yeah. A quick bowl of hot peps.
Every morning.
Yeah, I eat it with milk. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Mandate Radio. This is the podcast for the incredible IndieGamesAAA.com website. And I'm happy to have you, dear listener, and dear friends, Pete and Joe.
Oh, it's a callback.
Ah, dear, sweet listener. Welcome. Shall we jump right in, Putt?
I'm good with that.
Jost, are you goodly with this?
No.
Okay. We can BS for like another couple of minutes.
No, all right, fine.
All right. I guess I'll go first because I have nothing to talk about other than the International, which is where all of my free potential gaming time has been going. I'll boot up Dota, and I'll be like, I'd rather watch than play because cool Dota's happening. I'm not sure if you guys have been watching. However, I have been. I have pursued several avenues of watching, and one such avenue has been in the client, which is always good. You can click on people and see their items and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
However, Dota2.com/watch is an amazing way to watch Dota, if you don't know about that.
Why is that?
So, when you go to Dota2.com watch, and it shows you they all three of their streams that are up and running, shows you how many viewers are on them. Then when you watch them, they are in 1080 full 60 FPS, like all of it, and it is like, it's kind of amazing how they're able to get that to happen. I don't know what they're doing, but the stream is like unbelievably clear. And on top of that, when you watch a game, underneath they have all of the players listed, their skill builds, where they are on the mini map, they have their items, their current net worth, all of that's available to you anytime you want it. When you aren't full screen, and then when you're full screen, it's like gorgeous, 60 frames. 1080 resolution. It's awesome. So that's how I've been getting my Dota.
How was the wild card weekend?
So I caught like three of the games, and apparently I missed all of the really good ones. There were a couple, I think there were two base races or something, or two like really intense matches. I don't know. I guess I missed the good ones, but.
Well, if you look on Dota Cinema's YouTube, like they have all of the like awesome parts,
all the hot moments.
Yep.
So. Yeah. So I guess if you're looking for just sick highlights, or yep, at least maybe what matches to watch,
Yeah.
I'd head there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I watched a little bit but missed all the key ones, I guess. So I guess that's my games, was just watching other people play games, because I'm a... What does Pete always call us? Millennials?
We're millennials.
Yeah.
Actually, we're Generation Y. I did some research.
Okay. We're Generation... Gen Y?
Gen Y.
Okay. I think, yeah. What is a millennial, then?
Millennials, like, 1997 and after.
Okay.
Is the age.
Okay.
And...
So we're a little old?
Yeah, we're in the...
The previous gen.
New working generation.
Yeah, cool. I'm proud to be Gen Y. I'm Jenny. Hi.
Hey-o.
My name's Frank, and I'm a Jenny. So there you go. Anyway, who has something interesting to talk about? Whose name is Joe?
I mean, I am Joe. I don't really have much to say.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So why don't you say it?
Sure. Been playing a new hero on Dota, but let's not talk about
this. I kind of like want to, because I think I'm enamored with the way you do it.
All right.
And I like it, and I'm like envious.
What do you mean?
I don't know. So, I mean, you're obviously a very technically proficient player,
mm-hmm.
and you see something that you like, you're like, I want to do that. And then
sure.
you just go and do it.
Yeah.
Like, you did that with Invoker.
Yes.
Now it's one of your top heroes.
Yes.
So who is your new choice? Who's next on the chopping block?
Well, it's Storm Spirit. The person I did this with previously was Nature's Prophet, and I went like 0-6.
Okay.
And then I stopped. But this is going... better than that went.
Okay.
it is just fun to expand your skills some.
Yeah, and he's an awesome one.
Yeah.
Because he's a...
He's on no other hero would it ever make sense to get that much mana regen.
Yes.
Like, it's... Yeah.
Yes.
He is kind of in a world with Tinker in some ways, in that, like, when you're playing him, you're playing almost a different game.
Yeah.
But, he is fun. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah.
I've been I've been doing a lot of research into Company of Heroes 2 and, like, the armies that were just added and the one that will be added soon and, mm-hmm. and things.
Has that been gnawing at you?
Yeah. Like, I found some stuff online which like walked you through like the strengths and weaknesses now,
okay.
of all the factions, and that helped me. And I have been watching a lot of it, so I could be getting back into that. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I kind of miss those days. For whatever reason,
they were fun.
It seems to me, and I think it's just because I watched you play a bunch of it in the winter.
Yes,
it strikes me as a wintertime game.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure why, other than that. Like, it just seems like a cold Saturday morning kind of thing.
We're so used to it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get up, just wrapped up in a blanket.
Fun times, man.
Yeah, it was good. Back when life was simple.
Yeah. And I'm going to be playing a game this week, but I haven't started it yet, so I will not mention it. But
okay.
I will have something next week.
Okay. You still been climbing in Rocket League?
Yeah. Yes. I played some of that with my good friend Pete
Masher. Oh, that's cool.
Cross-platform.
No.
Yeah.
Just on the same couch, but
we just
took turns.
Well, cross the human platform.
Yeah. Yes. Which is love.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You port forwarded love into your router.
Yes.
Yeah. And your heart router.
Yeah.
On one sexy couch we played some Rocket League.
Yep.
Just one sexy, sexy couch.
The sexiest couch.
So did you buy another controller, Pete?
No.
No.
No, we were just taking turns.
We took turns.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is getting like less what I thought it was the more we talk about it.
Well, no, like it was a hell of a fun. Like, we just like would root for each other and watch.
I wish I could have been there to root against Pete.
It's just a fun game.
Yes. Have you said your piece? Your
I think so. I don't really have much this week.
It's a slow week. It's a weird week.
I mean, yes. I have a weird life at this point.
Yes. You have a weird and amazing life. My life is just very, I have like so much to do and so little time.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's not.
Let's talk about it. I want to hear about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it. It makes me like, why nauseous. Not? It makes me nauseous to think about it. I'll be able to talk about it next week because it ends on Friday. So,
let's talk about it this week because we have absolutely nothing to talk about.
That's fine. So I don't know. I guess I can mention
find something else
briefly. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Pete seems really, really insistent.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah. With everything that happened this semester, I had fallen behind in one of my classes, and I had approached my teacher, and we knew what was going on, and I'm just still playing catch-up from the loss, and that is in culmination with multiple exams this week, one of them being a final. So it's a lot of, like, putting in work on a project while simultaneously trying to study for an exam and a final, and doing homework, and life doesn't just stop. So I have to like keep doing all the other normal stuff and go to work and, you know, just a lot of that, you know.
How's work?
Work is work. Work, what I'm doing right now is the most menial, like there is no better shock of get your degree than doing what I'm doing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So are you still doing the same thing or have they switched your department?
No, I'm still doing the same thing. However, when I graduate, I would potentially get hired as a programmer for them to program for their CNC machines. But right now, I'm still just maintaining vehicles and mostly their looks, their outward appearances.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. It's good. Like you're outside for a bunch of time, and you're getting like a little sunburn, and you're painting, and like at the end of the day. I work with my brother, and I'm like, man, that like really sucked, didn't it? And he's like, yeah, it was the worst. Kind of like, you know, football was.
Sure.
You know? Like, sure. You're out there, hot, you're sweating. At the end of the day, you're like, man, that was awful. I'm like, yeah, it was pretty awful. And then you go back and do it again, because it wasn't that bad. So, yeah, that's me, and it's just all moving real fast.
Yeah.
And then I'm also, like, really want to do other stuff. Like, I really want to play Dota. I really want to watch Dota. I want to, like, sleep. So I don't know.
Why is that?
Well, I you know, it turns out, I'm not sure if this happens. Some people, when they get stressed, I guess they don't, you know, they stop sleeping or whatever. They have a hard time falling asleep. I have a problem with like being, it's too easy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I just want to sleep more. Like my body's like, just hibernate. It'll go away.
But I bet you're fighting it as hard as anybody ever would.
Yes. So I have made a enormous batch of cold brew coffee. And I have been liberally applying as needed. It's really good, actually. You ever tried cold brew, Pete?
No, you keep telling me you're going to make me some.
Yeah, so I have some. I'll make you some when before I come down, because I'm coming down in a not next week, but the weekend following. Yes, so the second, as I've learned, the second weekend in August to catch the finals of the international. So I'll bring you some.
Okay, that's going to be a fun weekend.
Yes.
I have good plans for us.
Okay, good. I guess that, like, you know, you're obviously busy and living, like, adult human life, and so you just seem kind of cool on the whole international thing, just because I understand that, like, you know.
I don't have much time to watch Dota. If I want to play Dota and, like, accomplish anything, there's not a whole lot of time for watching.
Yeah.
Which is fine because like I'm excited for the finals and I'll catch up and I'm more excited to like have a weekend for us and we'll do a bunch of stuff and like eat some food.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All that good stuff. So I'm excited for the spectacle and I'll be into it when it's happening. Yeah, it's just I can't, like, keep up with it right now. It's not like a regular sport, you know?
Yeah, because it's happening, like, all day on weekdays.
Exactly, yeah. Like,
like whereas, who in their right mind?
To watch that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, with the NBA Finals, it was one game I could watch, like, every other night, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
With Dota, it's like, well, if I don't sit down for the next, like, 6 hours, I could I'll probably miss a bunch.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to multitask while watching Dota, and you get so little of either done.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's like what you really need to be paying attention to.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. There's like no good way to like remedy that other than multitask harder, I suppose.
Well, like, or just like watch the videos later.
Yeah.
When you're not doing stuff.
I think that's why I'm kind of excited just to be able to commit to the finals.
Yeah.
Because that's like a good way to do that. Like, yeah, like all that other stuff's important, and you can go back and watch the key matches. Valve is very good about hiding spoilers.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, if the team isn't there, they didn't win. But like, you know, the good, really good matches, you can go back and watch.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, the finals are just all about, I think Pete said it best, the spectacle. And the spectacle.
And we're making an event out of it, so I think it'll be more interesting than ever.
Yeah.
I still don't have my wet bar installed in my place.
Oh,
Once I get that, I'll be about 35, and hopefully the international's still on.
Yeah, there you go. I think also that this year, last year, if you guys remember, the finals were on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They were on a Monday.
Which wasn't as big of a deal.
Which, one more time.
It was on a Monday.
All right.
And who puts the finals on a Monday?
Valve.
Valve did.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, wait, we can't get as good a viewer turnout because turns out folks got to work on Monday. So now they put it on Saturday, which is awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'm not sure if they have the shenanigans matches on Sunday or not, but. The
shenanigans
matches. You know, like the. Whatever. Yeah. I'm not sure if they're doing the 1v1s this year or.
I mean, if those things are like most other sports, like it won't be after the final game. Like it'll be
like
in lead up.
Yeah, like on Friday night or something.
To piggyback onto that hype.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I think that would probably be the best way to do it. Friday night, get some of that stuff going on.
Yeah.
You think they're going to announce Abyssal Underlord, the All-Star match, Pete?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's about time for a new hero, so I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay,
I also wouldn't be shocked if they just remove 8 heroes from the game because they're Valve.
Oh my god! Just like temporarily unavailable. It's like road. It's like construction.
Yeah.
There's
no
just
more
Invoker.
No more Bristleback.
Don't
no more
dare.
Storm Spirit.
Wait.
No more.
These are all my heroes. Why are you doing this?
No more Troll Warlord.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. I am finished with that guy.
Yeah. Who else could we put as... All right. We'll do this because it's like Dota o'clock.
Okay.
The patch just says Nerf Joe.
Okay. For Joe, I think it's rather obvious who we would put as his 3 signature heroes. Right?
Yeah. Bristle, Invoker, and...
And Rubick.
My world famous Rubick. Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Yeah, unless you have a third you'd rather actually submit. I can't really put like a third one on you that's as powerful as the Rubick for me because I think that's hilarious. But
yes. I mean, I think my Carry Wraith King is probably better than most other things.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it a signature.
Yeah.
No, right.
When I see Wraith King, I don't think of you. I think that's
my
way of looking at it.
Maybe Troll. I do think of you when I see Troll. I mean, obviously Anthony's the eternal Troll.
Sure,
but...
sure.
Yeah, that makes it hard for me to say that.
Of course.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about Joe's world famous?
Here it is. Wait for it.
Oh man, you're never gonna believe it, techies.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Hard to believe Joe's only good with 2 heroes. It's like crazy.
I don't think that was the point of this exercise. all right. Maybe Troll. That's. I don't know.
Yeah, he played him so hard for so long.
Yeah, I did.
There.
What about for you, Pete? I'm thinking, what are you thinking, Joe? Like Medusa, Enigma,
Brewmaster,
Chen?
Brewmaster, Chen.
Chen, definitely. Huskar.
Earth Spirit or Huskar, yeah.
I think Chen, Earth Spirit, Huskar is pretty good.
All right, yeah.
What about, like, Morphling? He's my most played.
Yeah, but you haven't touched him in so long.
Yeah, I did.
Not as of late.
Recently.
But, like, not hardcore.
Yeah, not like you were.
2 months ago is recently for me now.
you noob.
Yeah, you
noob.
You
played so little. out of my top played heroes, like, the only one I've played in the past couple months, I played two, Visage and Brewmaster. Oh, and Elder Titan.
E.T.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pwn your butt.
Yeah, definitely Chen, definitely Huskar, the third one.
I like how Chen is up there. I have played 37 matches as Chen. I guess that's quite a bit.
World famous Chen.
Dude, I just love
world famous.
I love that effigy, dude.
World famous Chen.
It just says world famous. When you click on it, it's just Chen in a very default pose. And it just says world famous.
You guys wouldn't put Luna in there for me? I might think about it.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right, yeah.
You're right.
Probably if I had to pick mine, I would probably go Earth Spirit, Luna, and Elder Titan.
Oh my god. How is Huskar not in there?
Because honestly, I don't have that high of a win rate with Huskar.
Is it because you don't build Armlet? Yes, it is. All right, moving on. Next question.
Boom.
I mean, how many games have I even... I've played 18 games as Huskar. That's not that many. I have, like, 20 heroes over 30 games. But Huskar encapsulates a lot of what I'm about.
Yeah,
so.
he's like your essence.
Yeah. I mean, my cat is named Huskar, so...
That's very true.
You see him being fierce back
he's
there?
He's right behind you. Hey, Huskar, we are best friends.
Oh, really?
We are best friends.
You guys get along?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Not Kilgore, man. A dude can... You know what, my you know what.
Oh, he can...
He's just an evil, crazy cat. I love him.
I'm not even going to fill that in.
He's currently sitting in the bathroom staring in here at Huskar just with...
I bet
a deadly, deadly look.
I bet he's willing that he could wake me up.
Yeah, actually, he misbehaves a lot when people are over.
Yeah.
I've learned.
Yeah.
He doesn't make any noise if it's just me in the house. But, yeah, when you were over all night, he was just being a nuisance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sleeping wasn't something like that I was able to, like, do. Really.
You should have just moved on to the futon in Huskar's room.
But it's a little poopy.
Yeah, crappy.
There.
Yeah.
If you lay it out, I think.
No. The
people usually sleep on there.
No, the smell. There's just a little bit poopy in there.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't know that you had so many needs.
I didn't.
I would have
I
met
was
them
fine.
All. I would have moved the litter box into a closet or something.
He would have eaten the litter. He would have eaten it out of the litter box.
I would have done anything to make you... If I had known you were so uncomfortable...
I was perfect.
I would have cleaned your tiara for you, princess.
Oh.
I thought we had a fun weekend. I make one little comment.
A large portion of the weekend was also spent riffing on each other.
Oh, we... did so much of that riffing.
Did you really?
Like, we are such good friends that, like, when we are together, we just riffed.
Oh, my God.
We actually did. Well, we were out, yeah.
We riffed and we razzed and we riffed.
Oh, man, there's razzing involved?
Oh, there's so much razzing going on.
You guys.
Oh, and we met the first woman I've ever met who really disliked you.
It was the most fun I've had in a long time.
He hated Joe so much.
She hated me, and yet, like, maybe kind of didn't, but...
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
Man.
Yeah, she hate-loved you.
Yep.
Oh, dude, the hate-love is really it's the strongest emotion.
That's how I feel for all of you.
I can feel
it. Wow. Yeah, I can feel that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially lately, I can really feel that.
Yeah. Stop telling me you're going to call me back, and then you never do.
There it is.
Maybe then I won't hate love you so much.
Oh, I see. I'll just stop calling.
That would be the Frank way to handle it.
That's what I'm going to do. You just watch. You just wait. You beautiful man.
Frank's new signature goodbye is, one sec, I'll call you back. And then I sit in silence alone for hours.
You know,
you should hear about this, Joe.
Wait, what happened?
I thought Frank was dying.
Why?
Because we were on the phone and he gets a call and he gets real like scrambled and like, it was Mary, and he's like, one sec, Mary's on the other line. And then he, like, paused. And then he goes, I'll text you. Then we hang up. And I'm sitting there like, what? In what world would that ever happen?
I'm going to do it. Frank... I got to do it. Now I got to follow through.
Is Frank really going to text me?
Yes. I text you every now and then. But not after. Yeah, not like...
it's always with a purpose.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever done. I've done a lot of weird things in my life. Say those words out loud to Pete.
Yeah. I'll text you.
I'll text you.
Like, we text solely with a purpose when we text. It's always like, podcast at so-and-so hour? And it's like, yes. Yeah. Or sure.
Yeah. Very little of our actual, like, conversing gets done via text.
Yeah, hardly any of it. So when he told me he was going to text me, I was pretty sure that was the last time I was ever going to hear from him.
I'll text you from heaven. Let's get an angelic text. So do we even care enough to do my signature here?
Yes.
Okay.
I think yours are maybe the easiest.
I'd submit Vengeful Spirit.
Yeah, I would agree.
Although I haven't played her in a long time.
That's fine. It's still...
Doesn't matter.
It's Venge. Whenever I see Venge, I think of you. So. Yep.
Venge.
I would say like Ursa.
Ursa?
Actually. What do you think, Pete?
Even though I totally blew us that game the last time with Ursa.
I think my problem with his Ursa is that I haven't been in a lot of the games he played that hero.
Yeah, I did a lot of that solo early
right,
on.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think like I just remember you talking... about him.
Yeah, with reverence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, oh, like, Prank likes Ursa.
I'd say maybe Skywrath would be up there.
Yeah, I would put, those are by far your two most played heroes, and definitely the two that when I see them, I think of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as I love Io, I don't think he belongs in this list.
I do think of him because of you, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe Earthshaker.
Yeah.
Although your win rate's pretty abysmal on him.
Yes. Although when I win, we win really hard.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always
your happen. Disruptor.
Oh my god, such a low win rate on that hero. It's sickening.
Maybe your Jakiro.
Jack?
Yeah.
Alright. I can see it.
Yeah. What about Lina?
Actually, okay, my top three would be Venge, Skywrath, Tidehunter for you.
Okay. I like Tide in there. Yeah.
I always imagine you on Tide as being one of our best positions we can be in.
Cool. I like that.
Cool. Noise.
Noise.
Mainly because he's easy. Let's face it.
Yeah. You know, the really sad part about this is you're like 100% correct.
We just razz and we are great friends and so we razz.
Much like Enchantress's ultimate, Pete's burns get amplified the farther away he is from us. You like that?
Well done.
Yo girl, are your pants the Radiant Jungle?
Because Frank, you're Lycan. One of my signature heroes for you.
Huh?
You're jungling Lycan.
Oh my god. The one match? Level three at nine minutes?
That was over like a year and a half ago.
You know, Pete, there are two heroes that I'll never play again. One of them is Bounty Hunter, and the other is Lycanthrope.
Yeah, you have a 0% win percentage in both those heroes.
Yeah.
In one match each.
Uh-huh. And both of them I play with you. And both of them, I felt really bad about me after I did it.
Yeah, I don't think the Lycan one was because of me, though.
No, but you didn't help.
I don't know what I was supposed to say. I was slightly angry at you because you failed to mention that you were level 2 at like 10 minutes.
Yep.
And like, hey, I might need some farm somewhere else.
How long ago was that match?
That was in early 2014.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. My goodness. Like, how many matches do you think I played at that point? Like, 100?
Oh, not many. There's no way. Because we started playing in 13, and you weren't on board in late 2013, so you probably had played under 100 at that point.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll be absolved of that one day.
Hopefully.
All right, cool. Well, I'm glad. Glad Skywrath is in there. Although I haven't been playing much Venge lately. I don't know. Don't know why.
You haven't been doing what you need to do to get there.
Yeah,
that's right. I haven't been.
Yeah.
Let's all face it.
I haven't been drinking as hard
to get there. Yeah.
There's certain sauce that's necessary for the real.
You have to get there.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's true. Although that one game I played recently with you guys, and I got like 3 or 4 kill steals with Wave of Terror. That felt pretty good.
Yeah. That is real.
Yeah.
I played against a Carrie Benge recently.
Yeah, she went mid. I watched that
game.
Yeah,
she went mid.
Yeah.
Although you left, right?
I fell asleep.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I put it on my monitor and I was laying on my side.
Messaging you. And then you weren't there anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I was like, hey, Joe, pro tip on Earth Spirit, or Ember, or yeah, or no. Shock Spirit, Aquaman, what's his name? Storm Spirit.
Boots, that Storm Hero.
Yeah, the Storm Hero.
Aquaman's a Storm Hero.
I said, now, Joe, although this may seem impossible, try to ball lightning through the Venge stun. Turn it on her. Wham, bam. Lightning Man. Did you ever manage to do it?
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
I don't think I got stunned by her
after
that.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, you just, you know.
Yeah.
It's that one gank mid where Bounty Hunter. The weird thing with that Bounty Hunter is even though I was watching your player perspective, I could see his glowing knives.
Oh, really?
I knew when you were getting ganked.
Weird.
Yes.
You should have warned me in the future.
Yeah. Joe, 2 minutes ago, right now, you're getting critted. You're getting genotted.
Well, it was fine. I didn't die. Good. Everything was fine.
Yeah, you actually, like, when he did that, you, like, just turned on him.
Yeah.
And did a bunch of damage, and he ran away like a coward.
Yep, just like a coward.
Because you were able to pull him into the tower aggro, which was really
And then
schmalt.
I got one remnant off, and he was really low.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
So do you find that you want to zip in, tether, and then remnant, or zip in, remnant, tether?
Well, I don't know that order matters as much as you make sure you get one right click off after every single spell.
Okay. For the overcharge to really do its most.
Yes. So, like, I think the other two are probably more situational.
Okay.
I think you could want to pull first just because it also slows you. Mm. What is that noise?
Sorry, Kilgore has become obsessed with the chain that hangs from my desk, and he's decided.
Does your chain hang low, Pete?
It's like a handle.
Does it wobble to and fro? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow?
Can you
throw it over your shoulder as though you were a continental soldier? Does your chain hang low? There was actually a rap song where they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it diamond? Is it gold?
Uh-huh.
Chain? Or platinum? Is it gold?
I don't think it's... The original song is Chain, right?
Does your chain?
No, it's do your ears hang low?
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
No. Yeah, it's your ears.
It isn't Chain. All
right. Does your chain?
Does your chain hang
low? Yep. Okay, excellent. So, Pete, do you have anything worth talking about? Or has it been a slow week for you also?
I just played Rocket League and Dota.
You just had the best weekend of your life, that's it.
Yeah, and Joe and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a lot of fun.
Showing Joe around Columbus and meeting some interesting people.
Meeting new people at the pubs.
Yes.
Yeah. I got offered a job. It was pretty great.
Oh, did you take it? Are they going to compensate you better than your current occupation?
That's what she told me it would.
Okay.
She asked me what my salary was. She was also pretty intoxicated. So.
Right, right.
But she gave me her card, so if I get out of a job, I can get
was
right
her
back
friend
into
Paul.
A job.
Yep, no, yes. Absolutely.
As was friend Paul.
Yes.
She just liked my bow tie, that was all.
Do you tie your own bow ties, Pete?
No, I have those ones that wrap around the back and clip to themselves with like the neck size.
So, like, they are clip-ons, but like not in the way that most people expect.
Okay.
So it's kind of genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
It looks like a real bow tie.
Right. Which is all that actually matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. I tie my own, but that's only because, like, at work the one day, the one kid had one, and he had an extra one. I was like, hey, I've always wanted to learn how to do this. Do you want to teach me? And he's like, yeah. And he taught me. And now I was like, that's a really cool technique to have in the bag.
Sure.
I'll get a couple bow ties.
Nice.
So. Cool. Oh, gentlemen, such a slow week. We are so small.
No, actually, it kind of makes sense. This is one of the slowest times for new games.
Yeah.
Possibly imaginable. Like, there is nothing other... Like, none of us have played Batman. I think that's the...
So, I will mention this. Anthony went out and purchased Wind Waker HD for the Wii U.
Okay.
And he has been playing that. So I watched a bunch of that. In addition... He also bought Batman. So I might try to pop in some Batman if I can.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, I've never played one of those Batman games, and I like the Batman, and I feel like that could be fun.
I feel like it's good that you haven't, because they seem very, very, very similar.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's a good thing that this is your first one.
Yeah, I think people really come back to those for that combat, because it is so tight.
Yes.
And so, like, okay, same combat in a different framework, like, I'll chew through different enemies, or like maybe there's a new mechanic here, and like that's enough to keep the unwashed masses happy.
Yes.
But I mean, I tire of that stuff more quickly than others. I think we all do.
Right.
So maybe just playing like this one, if
it's all new. Then.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Rocksteady, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Bebop Rocksteady.
Bebop Boopop.
Are any of you guys familiar with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Do you know the Bebop and Rocksteady? Are you familiar with those two things?
All right, wait. That is like bringing forth thoughts from my brain,
yeah,
which I have not accessed in a very long time.
Yeah.
I cannot place either of those words into context.
Sure. So me neither. My knowledge of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was watching the movie, the original,
okay,
like, foam.
Yeah.
Actor movie.
Yeah.
With my cousin, who was a little older than me and was into them.
Uh-huh.
And he had all the action figures and whatnot. And, like, that was my touchstone for that. I never, like, pursued it on my own, but there's this awesome GMC faux show song where he says, Bebop Rocksteady.
Nice.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
Aw.
What if I told you I taught physics? Would that make you happy?
Oh, my God. That would make me so happy.
All right. Cool.
Gentlemen, I propose we take a brief break and come right back with some news. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great.
Well, please stay tuned then.
Yes. Thank you, Pete. Say that again.
Please stay tuned.
Welcome back to Monday Radio. I am your host, Frank Collins, and I am joined by Pete and Joe. It's news time, Pete.
Great.
News time, Pete. Put on your best news time voice.
It's news.
Get newsed with Pete.
Get news, bro.
News time with Pete.
News time with Putt. Okay, so I'd like to quickly mention my thing just because I'm excited about it, and that's why I want to mention it.
All right. Let's hear it.
So every year there are two charity streams where people speedrun games. They are Awesome Games Done Quick and Summer Games Done Quick. One takes place in the summer, and that is the one that is currently happening, and that's Awesome Games. I'm just kidding. It's the Summer Games Done Quick.
Oh, the old bait and switch.
Yeah, so you can go onto Twitch and find the stream. It's just under Games Done Quick. Usually it's promoted. And it's running now, which today's Wednesday, through, I believe, Sunday. It'll run, like, yes, through Sunday. And it's on for 24 hours, so if you have nothing to watch and are, like, looking to find something cool, they generally have really interesting people running the games, and they tell you, like, how they're doing, what they're doing, and it's really interesting. And they have the schedule online. Just Google it. And if you like have played a game in the past and are really interested in it, they generally run the most popular ones at like convenient times.
Sure.
So, you know, like Saturday afternoon, Friday evening, that kind of stuff. So go and check it out. And if you feel inclined, donate to help, you know, whatever they're charitying for. I believe last year it was cancer research. Not sure what it is this year, but it's a cool cause, and it's really cool. If you haven't watched any speed runs, they're actually fascinating. So yeah, go ahead and check that out through Saturday or through Sunday. I'm sorry. That's my news. But
I have Street Fighter V beta hit, and then got postponed.
Yes. I saw the tagline. It was postponed until it works.
Yeah. I am only interested in this because I want to probably buy Street Fighter V when it comes out.
Okay.
Get into the swing of the fighting game.
Yeah. Are you going to go like Fight Pad into it, or are you going to?
It depends on how much money I have at the time. We'll see. I might, depending on what the sticks are like that are available and stuff.
Okay.
And which platform I want to play it on, but yeah, I'd probably get a fighting stick.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
I mean, every once in a while, these talks between us kind of pop up of like, I really want to do a fighting game.
Yeah.
And we're all like, yeah, that's a really cool idea. And like, the thing that usually stops is like, well, I don't know like what the fighting game is nowadays. And like, Street Fighter is the fighting game.
Yeah.
You know? So like, especially in Street Fighter V, like one that gets going, it is like the game.
Yeah, I may pick up Street Fighter IV before that. I missed like both times it was on sale, but if it goes on again, which it probably will, I will probably grab it and start trying it out and getting used to it. And so Street Fighter V, we'll see when that beta gets announced again.
Yeah.
What's the worst game console I've ever bought?
The Ouya.
The Ouya. Well,
which you didn't buy it, but yes, regardless. It's the worst thing you own.
Yeah. It's the worst thing I've ever received. So Razer just bought Ouya.
Okay. Sure.
Which is interesting and weird. Because why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of my question.
Yeah, why buy dead, rotting meat?
They're saying that it's probably around $10 million for the company.
Which is pretty low.
Which is, yeah, relatively cheap in the world of like these peripheral creators. So wondering what they're going to do with the technology. And
yeah.
I mean, not that there is much technology.
Yeah, maybe they're going to like migrate the staff over. I mean, what they were able to accomplish was relatively impressive. Like the fact that they did it and then it actually came out and you could buy it and it like worked was like, it's kind of an important thing to note. Whether or not it was good is another story, but you know.
Yeah, it'll be, maybe Razer can make it what it should be, which is like a kind of just mainly geared as a emulation box, and like that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
You make it more accessible to like watch Netflix and stuff on it, and then it just becomes an Amazon TV essentially. We'll see. Sitting behind my TV right now.
Yeah,
just rotting away,
collecting dust.
Last but not least.
Okay, that's good.
Not least, Steam accounts were compromised.
Really?
This had been going on for a few days now, as of today. There was a massive problem and like issue with the passwords. So
okay.
There was a big password flaw that somebody had figured out.
Oh,
and
man.
And so Steam is currently resetting a lot of Steam passwords, or Valve is resetting a lot of Steam passwords that were hijacked.
That's crazy. Does it seem like it was a glitch in the system, like, or was it like an actual aggressive hack?
I'm not sure. You could. I have a video. I haven't watched it yet, but somebody on Twitch showed how they were doing it, and people, it was amazingly easy is what I've heard.
Okay.
So like the video is like 2 minutes. He shows you how to hack a Steam account in 2 minutes.
Oh man.
It's fixed now, but that was a thing that happened.
Oh man.
Luckily, I don't think there's a whole lot they could have done with the accounts unless you, like, had easy access to buying things.
Yeah, like a really full Steam wallet or something.
Yeah, and then that person, I guess, could, like, buy a game real fast and try to play it while they still had access. I don't know.
That's weird.
I'm not sure what people were doing with the accounts.
Yeah.
Making inappropriate names, getting people banned from Dota, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like Valve is one of those companies that, like, people don't, like, hack them, like, out of respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people try to, like, hack Apple or Microsoft to, like, prove a point, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who's trying to prove a point against Valve, you know?
Somebody.
Yeah.
Like, the console users.
Yeah. Apparently,
console master race.
Yeah, this is, like, I won't really call this news because I don't have the story pulled up, but apparently market reports are coming in that Valve made $750 million profit last year.
Okay, that seems like a substantial amount.
Yeah, it seems like a good chunk of change. Half-Life 3, anybody? For the cost of $750 million? I don't know whether it was USDs or pesos. Not sure.
Half-Life 3, please, maybe. I don't know. Is $750 million enough to make Half-Life 3?
I would think so.
I don't know. I don't know. $1 billion. Most extent. $750 million, only like a couple games ever reach that.
Yeah.
That's
how much did
Destiny and Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. My God. And then they both... Well, I'm not sure how Destiny did, but I know that Grand Theft Auto made it back like day one.
I'm pretty sure Destiny made it back over time.
Yeah, they're playing the long game, right?
Huh?
They said they're playing the long game. They want people to give them $60 a year for 10 years.
Yeah.
More like $100 a year for 10 years.
Which I'll probably end up doing.
Yeah, look at you.
You sucker. You're just a fool.
You stupid man.
Cheaper than World of Warcraft.
Yep, that is such profoundly good logic.
It was a lot of things.
Just get into Eve, man. Get back into Eve, and then you can get home from work and go back to work.
Yeah, I've always thought about becoming the most evil accountant in Eve, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, like the guy from Shawshank Redemption when he accounted for the warden.
Yeah, just like him.
I watched that movie recently. It's a good movie.
That is a really good movie.
Yeah, it's a quality helmet. It's a quality helmet.
It's one quality film.
One quality film. We haven't trod these boards in a while. This feels good.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say we take a brief break, come right back with some rando. Please stay tuned.
No.
No?
Wait. Maybe.
Wait, let me see if I can persuade you with this sound.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Wee.
And I'm out.
Wait, let me see if I can get you back in.
Wee.
All right, yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, we're going to take a brief break. Random, when we come back, please stay tuned.
Cold wind blows.
Welcome back to Mandate Radio. I'm your host, Frank Collins, here with Pete and Joe. And today, we're going to tell you a little story, one sentence at a time.
And this has already been written.
Oh, yeah. We're reading this from a book.
Yeah. So.
So, Pete, why don't you start? We'll go Pete, me, and then Joe.
It was the best of times. It was the blurnst of times.
Young Jimmy Blurnst really thought it was his time.
He really thought all the sins of his future would never come into the past to haunt him.
But boy, did they.
One night, he woke up and some of his friends were there, and he was really excited about it.
His friends were named Andy, Rick, Jimothy, John, Jimothy, Jim, Andy, and Andrew.
You see, Andy was not a good boy, but Andy was one of the best people he'd ever met.
Yeah, he's really awesome.
His teachers would always say,
"Don't be that way, boy. You're going to be a king someday."
And then, lo and behold, hark the raven quaffing, he said unto thee, I am the king. Now go, and in my name murder."
And so the boy did as he was told in the future.
And unfortunately, every single murder he committed came with a dirty, dirty secret.
Fortunately, these secrets all allowed him to make extraordinarily well-informed investments.
The ensuing money that he earned off of those investments came with no strings attached whatsoever.
He diversified his bonds and put money into his 401k.
And every time he'd go to the bank, he'd say, "Hey, banker, are you sure this is 401k?
The banker was always sure.
But he also recognized our hero and rued him till this day.
Yes, on this day, he went to his house and said to him, "You may be the king, but I am a registered man of the state, and I'm here to apprehend you."
Yes. This all happened just that way and is always happening. Yes.
And without the hesitancy that our writing may suggest.
Our use of punctuation.
He went forward without regress.
However, he did go forward with egress, always planning a clever way to escape most of his situations. Until that one time that he didn't.
Yes, that one time that he didn't was a very bad one indeed.
But till this day, on their corpses he does feed.
The insatiable hunger of the king cannot be quenched in the oily fatness of the people he ate. However, he then woke up from his dream.
Yes, it was all just a dream.
Boy, this story's running out of steam.
I don't know, whatever you mean.
Yes, it's about done.
But wait, it isn't. For I have another story to tell.
This story all starts with a man named Hudge.
Yes. Hudge was a man always willing to play along with anything anybody ever said. which normally caused him a lot of trouble, but on this day, it cost him more trouble. Like, as in money, it cost him trouble.
And on this day, his sins did double.
Yes. Indeed, they did.
Yes. So what ended up happening was at the beginning of one day, Hedge went to the store.
It's Hudge. It's Hudge.
yes. Hudge went to the store, but it wasn't just any old store.
It was a brothel and nothing more.
Quoth the brothel, Herg.
What? Asked
He was overcome by the foulest of stench.
Yes. He had recently been reading of Nietzsche's Übermensch.
Yes, and he was learning much from this book.
But he wouldn't give it a second look.
But you'll always wonder how far it took him.
Yes, and you might never know. Except you are going to learn, because right now we're going to say, I mean, I'm going to say, this is a written thing.
And much boredom it did bring.
And many woes did the sirens sing.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
But, but that's how a story does end, I guess.
We should really end this, for we digress.
Yes.
I think that might do it. That was a wonderful tale of both Blurn and Hudge.
You know, there were a lot of bits of Nietzsche in there. I think I sensed some Dr. Seuss, and then a deranged mental patient who really is like living out James Joyce's like true wishes and just writing complete stream of thought. But his stream of thought is really just, it goes absolutely nowhere.
Yeah. If we've learned anything, there's no stronger way to start a sentence than with yes. Oh my god. Well, this has been a dumb fun exercise. I hope you enjoyed our story. I'm glad you did.
I hope you did, and I'm very glad to hear that you did.
Yeah. I'd like to receive in writing praises for how good that was. So please send them to P.O. Box 1000 Pete Machio Highway. and then I'm sure Tom Bergeron will get to them and read them and then submit them onto his show where he America Laughs at Tom Bergeron.
Uh-huh.
So this has been Mandate Radio. I'd like to thank you all for coming. And,
thanks, Frank.
Hey, no problem. And as always, I'll point to the website. It's IndieGamesAAA.com. You can find us on Tumblr, IndieGamesAAA.tumblr.com. You can email the podcast, MandateRadio@IndieGamesAAA.com. And if you have a game you would like us to check out, that's press@IndieGamesAAA.com. You can find me, your host, Frank Collins, on Twitter, @Snillock74. How can we find Joe?
IndiePDAM.
At jfish867 is his Twitter handle. How can we find Pete?
At IndiePD.
At IndiePD.
My house is turning to a wreck.
Yes.
Get it!
Well, as Pete reigns in his cast, we will bid the adieu, auf Wiedersehen, and good night. We will see you next week.
Good night, my sweet prince.
Bye.
My two best friends are going talk about video games, me and my